Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, and the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess. Or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
And, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code. We beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Next is from Jose Perez. The subject is, are WWE going to copy AAA? Do you think WWE is copying AAA? Looks like being AAA's Guerra de Rivalidades concept where the winner gets to have this
big match. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Let's take a look to Mexico and see if we can copy a very weird concept.
Right. Next is from Richard Hernandez. Subject is Echo Chamber. What's up, Raza? Hope everybody's fine. Here a couple weeks before in the mailbag that you don't pretend or like that the show converted to next. I hear a couple of weeks before in the mailbag that you don't pretend or like that the show convert in an echo chamber. And I like that. Now to the question directly to Conan. I don't want to put you on the spot or getting heat with Dorian or anybody in AAA, but are you aware of the expectations this new 2024 tour have to everybody? Not just Marks and the end of for the people who attend live shows too. CMLL out of nowhere came out with this alliance invasion with AEW to look stronger than the AAA AEW had before. And from the results of the three triple manias from last year, that was a disaster. And I'm telling you, as a fan of AAA, I like the flavor, the colors, the storylines, but last year of AAA was not good at all. I know that it hurt AAA that as the year went by, AEW didn't allow to use wrestlers and other things, but the main event Psycho Adonis was too predictable since January. You don't need to do some cheesy storyline every year with the Americans like Jarrett Morrison, Adonis, Cutie Marshall over and over. They don't have heat. They have go-away heat. And I'm telling you, because I attend the AAA shows, not only complain online, not hating, just stating. I already have tickets for the AAAs in Monterey and Mexico City. I'm going to flight to the Wanda de la Banana show. Really excited for these retro shows. Hope to see you at any of these shows. Be safe and have a great weekend. P.S. We'll tell Conrad to start a rally to AAA to stop using American wrestlers on the promotion. I want to make a point here just real quick before Conan responds to this. He's talking about go-away heat, but this guy's already bought tickets to AAA. Bro, go-away heat means you actually have to go away. Like, go-away heat means I'm not watching this anymore. And you actually have to go through with it and not watch anymore because the guy made you go away. Talking about go-away heat while still watching the show? That's not go-away heat. You know, so the guy, you're talking to the guy who has go-away heat, but he obviously doesn't have go-away heat with you because you're still watching shows and buying the tickets. So that's stupid. Right?
I can't remember all the questions. Can you give them to me? Because I want to answer each one.
Well, you didn't really have a lot of questions. We had a lot of, okay, the new tour, the expectations, okay? So basically, CML kind of nowhere with the invasion angle. They said it's better than the AAA AEW invasion.
Right.
And they said the main event between Psycho and Adonis was too predictable, and that basically you don't have to keep using these cheesy storylines every year with
Americans.
So, yeah, right. That's basically what he's complaining about.
Yeah. So the expectations for the 2024 tour, we've had three TVs and all three have been sellouts, so that's doing good.
Okay.
AEW, Tony grew up a CMLL fan. That's what he likes, okay? And Rocky Romero is the liaison between CMLL and AEW because he speaks mm-hmm. both languages and he knows mm-hmm. both promotions. And I think now he's like an EVP. So he's been facilitating all that, you know, for AEW. I wish our relationship was stronger, but it isn't.
Right.
What's the other one? Okay, so at the end of the match, because you're saying that all three triple manias were a disaster, which they weren't, but the last one where it was Rush, LA Park, Psycho, and Adonis, you mean to tell me you knew who was going to win that match? But if you did, that match was not good. So I agree with you. And what was the other thing? Oh, the Americans. Bro, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm at every fucking show. And if these guys had go-away heat, I wouldn't use them again. They get heat. We book stuff so they can get heat and they go out there and they deliver on it. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Good answer. Next is from Sangana Charco. The subject is Vince Russo is out of touch. Good day, K100. Before you read the subject and think I'm a hater, I'm not. I was too young during the Attitude Era, but I saw Vince booking TNA, and subjectively, I thought it sucked. But Disco was right last week when he mentioned that Vince might be out of touch and doesn't understand the state of the wrestling business in 2024. Yes, only 1.9 million people watch Raw Live on Monday, but when Triple H tweeted out the official match graphic, it was viewed by 9 million people, and that's the business today. There's also a very stark contrast in the amount of hype that WWE has versus AEW currently, and AEW basically announced Sasha Banks. Well, he didn't announce such a basic teaser and become instantly buried in all the news. Do you think the WWE can maintain this hot streak? Do you think AEW can piggyback off any of this hype? The answer to the piggyback, no, they can't. Bro, the formula for the WWE success is laid out on 5 hours of television every week. Very clear. You're watching how they produce their show. You can subscribe to their social media channels. And you see what they're doing and the business they created. And like, you're literally not doing, bro, the AEW opened, I watched Collision, right? Like, they opened the show at Collision and the announcers talk for like 10 seconds and they just introduce the first match. It's like, you know, the WWE tells stories. When you turn on their television show, they fill everybody in at the, like, they're assuming 20%, they probably have about 20% of the 80% of their fans probably watch every week. And 20% are casual viewers that go in and out of like weekly television. For those 20%, people, that make it very simple for them to catch up.
And not only that, Disco, not only that, WWE makes the entrance part of the match.
Right.
So everybody's got cool entrances and they take their time. Here they're walking out real quick to have a long match.
Right, right. You know, yeah, like, you're hurrying up. You've got some,
yeah. What cool entrance is there? I like the graphic for Thunder Rosa when she comes out. That looks really right. Cool.
Right.
And who's the other one that I like? And I like Toni Storm because, you know, she's so wild, right? With the black and white and all that. But other than that, nope. I can't think of any other entrance.
Collision. I'm just going to bring it up. Okay. Right. You're opening up and it's Moxley and Claudio against these two Mexican guys, right?
Right.
This show should have started with a package knowing what the Mexican wrestlers did. Okay. So showing what they've done and a bio introduction on each guy. Like who are these guys? You know, it's just okay. Like, bro, you should spend 3 to 4 minutes explaining who these guys are, you know, and showing them, and then go and meet the announcer talking about there's a tough end. You go to Moxley and them entrance. And you talk about Moxley, you know, they'd stuff. And then you go to the Mexican guy's entry. Now you kind of like, okay, here they come. Now let's talk even more about them. Bro, they just marched them out there. Nobody, no backstory, no, and just they have the match and they get beat. And it's like, really? It's like, dude, like that is so, like on a level of like booking and like writing a show, you literally accomplish nothing than to just, you debuted these guys a couple weeks ago. And from the time they debuted where they attacked Moxley, you could have done a really good job of telling people who they are and something. Instead, 2 weeks later, they're just getting beat. And it's like, you got absolutely nothing out of the CMLL guy. Like nothing. These guys have already been beat. I still don't know who they are. They're obviously not competitive challenges for the tag titles because
they got beat in their debut.
Oh yeah, like
what I mic away the eye.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, it's like you look at what the other company would have probably done with them. But everybody's talking about now that Okada's going to trip to AEW. It's like great, they're gonna trot him out there like everybody knows who he is and everybody knows his record, everybody knows his backstory, they're gonna act like everybody should know everything about Okada, and it's like, I don't really know a lot about the guy because I don't watch New Japan. I don't even know if he can speak English, So it's like I don't know. Like all I know is I read the dirt sheets and he's Meltzer's highest rated guy of all time for matches. And I'm like, I've watched some of his matches. I'm like, the matches are fine, but I'm not looking at that guy's work based on his star rating. It's like that's one of the greatest workers in the history of the business. You know, I look at Bret Hart and Henning and Tully Blanchard. Like these guys are way better than this guy, with details. So that's just me from an educated perspective of work in this business, So I don't know. So guess what, boys?
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yo, public service announcement here. K100 is coming into Disco's, brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, B-L-I-T-Z-E-D.com. I've been using this product
great for watching football, gotta admit, great for watching hockey, great for watching TV, great for watching the soccer games in the morning, great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitzed.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz to board, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Well, here's a little from Dave, who's been a little more negative recently. This is from Observer Radio, of course. He said, Of the three big free agents, Will Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes Moné, AEW got all three in this run, and yet the perception of the company is such that if this was a year or 18 months ago and they signed these three people, it would be like, oh my God, it's going to turn around. And it may not turn around, but just get bigger. Now the perception of the company is such they got to do something about the perception because it's down. And he also said, Mercedes and the Boston show sold about 5,700 tickets on the first couple of days, which is obviously for an AEW show. That's very good. It's not through the roof. I don't think it's going to be a sellout because it's only a couple of weeks away.
Okay, no, I want to make a good point here. Conan's talking about this show, but bro, Dave has been critical of AEW.
Sure,
but it's critical of it when it becomes like ultra obvious. It's like you can't look at their numbers lately and think like the way Tony is saying. I don't understand. This is one of our best run of shows we've ever had, and you know, people being Dave's like, dude, you're not drawing. You know, that's every promoter, but that like the. Like, you're the owner of the company. So the buck stops with him. Like, it's your money.
You know what he feels like? This is what he feels like. He feels like the Mets, who had the largest payroll in baseball, but didn't even make the playoffs. Like, he's got all these wrestlers. Right. He has all these wrestlers. It's almost like the guy, and I brought this up before, who got a lot of money, right? And he's got, like, 15 cars. Are you going to drive them all at once? He doesn't even know what to do with what he has.
Here's my point. Let's pretend that Tony Khan was just the booker and not the owner.
Right.
And like he had to answer to somebody. And it's like, dude, you're having to like, because his narrative is, I don't understand what's going on. Like, well, we've had a great run of shows lately. Because he had an interview lately. He was talking about like, this is the best run of shows they've ever had with the Continental Classic. And I'm like, dude, you drew some terrible numbers.
He's a bubble within a bubble. He's the owner.
That's my point.
It's his money, his life, his baby, his reputation. So he doesn't look at it realistically.
He's literally not taking any accountability for the numbers. He's actually arguing the opposite of what is actually happening.
Right.
This is the greatest run of shows you've ever had. And like, dude, this is like one of the worst runs of shows you've ever had. Like the numbers are not equating your narrative, but you're in charge. And like, there's nobody above you. So how is this all going to change? If you think that you're doing one of your best run of shows ever, and it's not drawing anything, you know. Like so my thing is like, yeah, Dave.
The matches may be good, and they are, but maybe what they're telling you is do something besides matches,
right?
You know,
and Dave is even now looking at this and like, hey, I like AEW, I like the wrestling and stuff, but they're obviously not doing things right, and I can't continue to like, you know, promote this product like ad nauseum and try to help you. I was like, dude, I don't think
I'll lose all my credibility.
He's basically saying, why would I think Okada, Mercedes Moné, and Will Ospreay are going to be a big deal here? Like, you know, it's like, I'm looking before you. Like, you think guys, like, stuff has been a big deal and it hasn't. It's like, if you book them the same way you're booked, you know what's going to happen? Let me hypothetically, if I could bet on this, okay? And if I could bet on this, but nobody knew I was placed this bet and was offered, right? Because if I say it, maybe it might change the bet. Like, who would you bet Okada's first three opponents are going to be in AEW? I guarantee me and Conor are going to have the exact same answer for sure. Go ahead.
Jericho,
I want to
hear. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Conor.
Okada?
Yeah. Okada's first three matches.
What was that guy that they just hired that he's black and he wears a poncho?
Shane Taylor.
No.
Oh, no.
He wears a poncho.
Shane Taylor?
Guy that wears a poncho, dude, and the fucking hat. They call him the bounty hunter or some shit.
The bounty hunter, right. Keith something. He's going to be one of them, right?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Hey, who else?
Lee Moriarty's the other one.
Okay, wait a minute.
That was the one I was going to say for sure.
Ryan Keith.
Lee Moriarty and who else? Oh, Daniel Garcia.
Yeah.
He's in the main event.
Yeah.
On AEW.
Daniel could also use a protein drink.
I would if you could do a parlay and bet it, I would put money on that. I'd put $100 to win like $2,000. Like, that would be Okada's first three opponents, you know?
I'd say Jericho, Sammy, and Adam Copeland.
Joe, you're booking, you're giving logical opponents.
Huh.
Okay, I'm telling you, I'm asking you how Tony would book them. Because honestly, Okada, bro, if I'm booking AEW and Okada walks on TV and they introduce him, the first guy walking on the thing I didn't see is Adam Copeland. Dude, I've heard about you. It's like, you know, you're supposed to be like the bro. You know, like Adam Copeland's kind of like their biggest star. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, like he's like the guy with the most clout in his character. And right now he's doing nothing. He's wrestling matches to get wins, to get back up in the ranks to wrestle Christian. That's literally the angle they're doing with the guy. Like just wins on TV to increase your record and maybe move up. He should go out there, do 2 to 3 weeks of TV with this guy. Put it in the main event of a Dynamite. Draw a freaking number. You know, use your talent that you have that you like. You know, I don't know what Tony even considers his top talent are. Because like I think Tony thinks that, you know, because Orange Cassidy has a belt, that he's one of his top talents. It's like Orange Cassidy has a belt, but Edge is a bigger talent, they, you know, bigger draw than he is. Jericho is a bigger draw than he is. You know, there's a bunch of guys that are a bigger draw than he is that you would think. But Cassidy does decent numbers because he wins every match he wrestles.
Well,
like, bro, do that with your top.
Because he has a cool gimmick for kids.
Right. But if I'm saying
he brings it too.
Right. I think they had Orange Cassidy versus Ishii the other day on TV.
Did they?
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Because of this funny. Tony Khan said that he would
Let Mike away again. Sorry, dear. Sorry.
Here we go. So Tony Khan said, remember that he's on record. I'm not going to make the same mistakes that WCW made, right? One of the biggest mistakes that WCW made was just constantly pushing the older talent and not elevating the mid-card guys to the level that the fans were. You know, they had the crowd.
Right.
We should have elevated them and, like, integrated them with the top guys. But the top guys kiboshed it because they wanted to keep their spots, and Eric was kind of with the top guys, right? So that was one of the mistakes they made. Bro, 3 weeks in a row on Dynamite, okay? Literally 3 weeks in a row, they have had a guy over 50 years old in the main event on three consecutive shows. Now, if you're going to say, I'm not going to make the same mistakes that WCW made, and literally you're going to do, like, some of the exact same things that WCW is doing, putting older talent in the main events on your show and stuff like that, you're literally, like, I don't know how people can argue against that. You're making the same mistakes. And your show is not resonating with fans and not drawing. I mean, am I right, Conan? Did you know that? And, like, 3 weeks in a row, they had a 50-plus-year-old guy in the main event of the show?
Who was it? Sting?
Sting, okay. Suzuki.
Right.
Okay. And God, who's the other one? Joe, look at the past few my main events of Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one in there, an older guy that is just, you know, wouldn't even think, like, you don't really notice a guy's older, he's over 50 years old. All right. Okay. So we'll do one more email here because I gotta run.
Oh yeah, and let me say just before you do, Okada is going to be available. It says for AEW on February 28th. And since Disco, you said, you know, draw a number. Like, okay, let's video package Okada up, and then either have him main event with Joe or Edge on that at that Boston.
Somebody.
Show. So you have Okada showing up and Sasha. You'll get a good number.
But here's the thing. Bro, the AEW has been very, the only metric they do very well in is with big shows. When they promote a show is a bigger deal than the other shows. They're having trouble with weekly television. My thing is, it's like, okay, do a big show as I'm Boston. Next week, do another big show with your main, with your A-list talent in the main event and stuff. And instead of, like, thinking Wheeler Utah versus, you know, Edge and some mid-card you think you're trying to elevate by putting them in the event and it hadn't worked. Like, let's be honest. Daniel Garcia is still not a main eventer. And he's been in, shit, like, 7 or 8 main events on that company so far?
Yeah, think maybe about that. More.
Any more? Dude, it's like, that's, yo, go with the formula shit that worked in the past. Main eventer is main eventing.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking pretty. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Sting, Suzuki, like you said, and Rob Van Dam.
51 years, 54 years. Okay, and that's, he's not going to make the same mistakes WCW made. But literally 3 weeks
because
in a row.
The same thing we're right. because one of the things is nostalgia sells.
Right. But it's not selling. It hadn't really put a dent in the numbers because the rest of the show is, like, you know, whatever. So, and then I don't even think they announced Rob Van Dam. They announced him during the show. It was just a prize, like
yeah. What Adam Page picked him the first Swerve Summer.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard Tony shows up at the shows, okay? Goes in a room, comes out about 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the afternoon, and say, "Here's a show." And they look at it and they put it on the board, and then they have the matches that they got to tape some vignettes that they are in the back. They tape a couple of things. That's literally how he's booking the show. And, like, everybody kind of, like, was, you know, the way he talks, like he does. He, like, acts like he spends a lot of time on this. But my thing is, like, I don't think he does at all because, dude, if you're running a football team. An English soccer team and AEW, and I'm hearing that's how you book AEW. You just go in a room and write down some matches and come out later. That's what that show looks like.
That'd be surprising.
Every single week, dude, you know, every single week.
I think that a guy that was so in love with wrestling and booking since he was a kid and did the booking games and stuff. Maybe it's week to week, but I would be surprised if he did it night of. I bet, like, on Sunday he's already got his notebook, Dynamite.
No. He has his format from the video game thing.
Yeah, maybe.
No, he's got everything formatted from the fantasy booking game, like, long term. and he just goes in the room and sees what week he's on, and later that's what the show looks like, right? But anybody that, like, bro, I play fantasy football, okay, and I play, like, you know, like daily fantasy sports. Tony actually works as a I think he's one of the metrics, like he's one of their metrics team that they have in football and soccer. Bro, you're spending a lot of time, like, watching tape and doing numbers. Like, that takes up time. So I guarantee you, like the football and the soccer stuff is taking up way more time than the professional wrestling does. But I think Tony's trying to sell the stories, like, you know, this is his favorite thing to do. But in his mind, he thinks, well, I can just plug everything into my video, my fantasy booking chart, and just makes it very easy for me to write the show in a couple hours or an hour, which is exactly what that show looks like every week. Is that what it looks like to you, Conan?
I didn't think of it that deeply. Just something, there's a lot of things wrong, and we brought them up.
Right. And I think the reason it's not going to change is because I don't think Tony's going to change the process that he uses to book
right.
the show.
Yeah,
where he has this,
doing nothing wrong. Yeah,
he's got this format. He's got this thing. Okay, what week am I on here? Okay, these are the matches I had programmed in, and like we can fit the O's on that. That's what it looks like he's doing, which is why
he's probably liking and thumb up a lot of positive comments and probably right. negative comments. He's like, what do they know? You know,
right? Yeah. So,
don't forget the cage match show ratings are up fucking charts too.
Right. You know? But this is the ultimately. It's guys like Dave Meltzer, okay, have to understand and be honest with what is going on with that company.
Right.
You know, you can't just like have them produce a show, come on afterwards as an analyst of this industry and just say, wow, there's great matches. What great matches these were. Okay, Dave, yeah, but the show's not going to do a good number. Like, you may like the matches. Let's discuss why you think the show is not doing well with numbers, other than just like saying, well, the show's not doing well right now. It's like, dude, as a number one guy in the paper record, you should understand why they're not. Me and Conan are laying a lot of basic stuff out very plainly. The biggest error that AEW makes every single week is not making it easy for new fans to get engaged in the product. They don't tell you who the guys are. No backstory. The announcers sound like they don't really know what's going on with the characters or the storylines and stuff. And it's very difficult to pick up, other than if you just want to turn on TV and watch a good match. It's like, okay, well, that you have that audience. It's like, now you need to get more people to watch, because the WWE is drawing two to three times as many fans as you are, and nine times as many on social media impressions. So what are they doing that you're not doing if the wrestling's so good? It's like, well, you're not promoting the wrestlers. You're not letting anybody know who these people are. You're not telling them what they've been doing this past year. You're just throwing them on TV and having them have matches. And that's what we're seeing. The dirt sheet guys have to, instead of being fans of the company, if they're more critical, okay, maybe that could get Tony to like change his philosophy and change the way he does this stuff and then improve the product. But if they keep just putting it over, oh, great matches, and Tony's like, yeah, I booked some great matches, maybe I'll get Booker of the Year. It's like, that ain't going to help anything. And it's not. It's when those guys start coming around to like and not thinking that guys like me, you, and Bischoff and Vince and stuff in there and Cornette are just hating, that's what you guys think we're. We're not. We're telling you things that would resonate and improve in your business. And if you don't want to take the advice, it's like, I'm not hating. I'm just pointing out things that I see from an educated perspective of stuff that like this ain't going to draw. And like we know it's not going to draw, but you think it's going to draw. Like, so listen to why we think it's not going to draw, and when it doesn't, maybe say, hey, maybe we were right. You know, so good.
What do you think of Joe's new look? I liked him.
Let me see here. Well, the gold glasses, the lip.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know what Artie used to say? It's like throwing a hula skirt on a dump truck. Oh, no, hula skirt on a trash can.
No.
Hula skirt on a trash can.
Right.
And Magwells on a dump truck.
and a bumper sticker on a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, those are Arden's favorite things. It's Magwells on a dump truck.
Is that what Joe is to you? Just go
a dump truck.
Dude, I had a friend of mine from Atlanta, okay, that moved out here to Vegas.
I think it's another
joke. He was just some fat guy I knew at the sports bar, right? But it was funny, you know. I mean, he always said, "Hey, go to the sports bar." He's like a funny, right. You know, right? He wanted to come to the show. We did a Caesar's Palace. We did a Caesar's Palace show like 1996, like early 1995 maybe, right? And he came backstage, wanted to meet Ric Flair. And he had tape on his glasses, right? He had the dark glasses with the tape on them in the middle. And I came and introduced him to Ric Flair. And he's like, you're Joe. He was like, the guy marked out everything, right? So the guy lifted Arnie and his cousin. He goes, who's the fly-by-night with the tape on his glasses?
Adam, fly-by-night. Nice.
Mine was great.
Next one, Yumi Mess.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Moto, and the subject is Hollywood Rock's 2003 Bad Guy music. AK-100, since The Rock is pretty much a bad guy again, should he bring his 2003 Hollywood heel entrance theme music back? Not only do I think the Hollywood version is his best theme, but it's perfect for a rich, powerful overlord who's running shit. Which, let's be honest, him being a mega movie star, the board of directors, the dude is running shit. To me, his current music is too babyface and overused. Link below, what do you think? Please, Joe, I forget this heel.
I picked a different one, but anyway, this will be better.
That was a great video entrance. That was dope.
You know what I reckon this is that joke. That's enough. You know what the beginning kind of reminded me of? Is that the guy that wrote the song was influenced by the beginning of The Streets With No Name from U2. You know how that's...
Yeah, it's a nice little build-up, yeah.
Like a build-up, and then it kicks in, you know? So, like, yeah.
He was great.
Bro, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? It's home. Yeah.
No, but the video, I like the video.
Yeah, I did like
the L.A. by Night. Looks fucking dope.
But did you hear in the beginning, instead of "Can you smell it?" he just went, "Do you smell it?" or something like that was in the beginning.
Yeah, like a rich like asshole guy, right?
Yeah, he was great. He was great.
Yeah.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.